Why buy a TV dinner when you can make your own? KNKX's Dick Stein and food commentator Nancy Leeson each cooked up the recipe that Stein found for a homemade version of the Swanson's Hungry Man Salisbury Steak Dinner. They compare notes on today's Food for Thought.
Stein, people often ask me, how do we decide what we're going to talk about?
That's what I'd like to know.
Last week, you sent me our classic email, hey, what are we going to talk about? And I said, I don't know, I'm going to think about it. And then you went on to do what you often do, which was you said,
I've got it. We'll put on a Salisbury steak show. I emailed you a link to Daniel Gritzer's great recreation of the Swanson's Hungry Man Salisbury Steak TV dinner at SiriusEats.com.
And when you told me you were making Salisbury steak, I mentioned to Mac, he said, oh, I love Salisbury steak. And I said, that's what we're going to talk about next week, because I had almost everything I needed. Beef, pork, cremini mushrooms, but I didn't have one thing.
Sliced white sandwich bread.
Exactly.
And Mac told you, no, no, it doesn't need to be white sandwich bread.
Yeah, he did. You said I should follow the recipe precisely.
Yeah.
So why did you say that?
Because I've made Gritzer Salisbury steaks before, and it came out great, and I'd followed it exactly. And the reason I stress that to you is some of this stuff seems a little bit over the top. And when I weighed up all the bread that was going into 2 pounds, I mean, whoa, that's a lot of bread. And the amount of milk that you mix with this bread, this is the filler, the panade, seemed too little. But as I went along making it the first time, everything worked out perfectly. So I wanted to stress to you, because I know you, and I know you are prone to making on-the-fly substitutions, that you should follow this recipe exactly as written. And what I want to know now is, did you?
Well,
I did,
with one exception.
What?
The one thing I did is, you know how he calls for an optional add of liquid smoke to get that sort of grill flavor?
Yeah.
I didn't have liquid smoke, but I did have Alderwood smoked sea salt. I replaced one of the teaspoons of salt he calls for in the seasoning with the smoked sea salt.
Well, I use actual liquid smoke, and I know some people look down on liquid smoke, oh, it's chemicals. It's not. It's just water and smoke. That's it. It's fine.
The recipe calls for onion prepared two ways, minced and diced. I failed to mince the onion for the patty well enough, and it was just too big. So listen to Gritzer.
Right. You want the finely minced stuff to go into the meat and the diced for the gravy. Now, I do want to point out a couple of other things that I thought were just terrific little tips in his recipe. Dimpling the meat. Did you push the little dimples into the meat?
When I make hamburgers, I do that with my thumb. Put a dimple in the middle. But he called for dimpling the top of the whole thing.
Yeah, multiple dimples. You three or four or five of them in each patty.
Worked great.
Keeps the surface of the patty flat so it doesn't puff up into a baseball in the frying pan. One other little thing I would recommend. This gravy is thickened with cornstarch. Normally, I would use a flour roux. But he says, no, cornstarch, because it gives it that glossy look that's more like what you get in the Swanson's TV dinner. And I think he's absolutely right. But maybe did not call for quite enough. So to anyone making this recipe, I would say set aside a little extra slurry in case you need it to make it thicker.
Stein, you are so right on about that. That was the other quibble I had. It took a really long time for me to reduce the sauce down. And it was glossy, but it needed more cornstarch. I thought exactly the same thing.
Folks, if you're looking for something really delicious and fun to eat, it's pretty meat heavy, do try this recipe from Daniel Gritzer at Sirius Eats. I'll put a link to it in the Food for Thought post at knkx.org. So Nance, when you and Mac had your Salisbury steaks, did you have them on little TV trays while watching Brady Bunch reruns?
No. The Waltons.
With KNKX Food Talker, Nancy.
Good night, Stein Boy.
Leeson.
He's Dick.
Good night, everybody.
Stein.